Nano engineers use lasers on printed graphene for paper electronics. A new approach that involves treated printed graphene with lasers could enable a new generation of paper electronics. Graphene is a wonder material. The carbon honeycomb is just an atom thick. It's great at conducting electricity and heat, it's strong and stable. But researchers have struggled to move beyond tiny lab samples for studying its material properties to larger pieces for real-world applications. Recent projects that used inkjet printers to print multi-layer graphene circuits and electrodes had engineers at Iowa State University thinking about using it for flexible, wearable and low-cost electronics. For example, could we make graphene at scales large enough for glucose sensors? Asked Suprem Das, a postdoctoral research associate in mechanical engineering and an associate of the U.S. Department of Energy's Ames Laboratory. But there were problems with the existing technology. Once printed, the graphene had to be treated to improve electrical conductivity and device performance. That usually meant high temperatures or chemicals, both could degrade flexible or disposable printing surfaces such as plastic films or even paper. Das and Clausen came up with the idea of using lasers to treat the graphene. Clausen, an Iowa State assistant professor of mechanical engineering and an Ames laboratory associate, worked with Gary Cheng, an associate professor at Purdue University's School of Industrial Engineering, to develop and test the idea. And it worked. They found treating inkjet-printed, multi-layer graphene electric circuits and electrodes with a pulsed laser process improves electrical conductivity without damaging paper, polymers or other fragile printing surfaces. This creates a way to commercialize and scale up the manufacturing of graphene, Clausen said. The findings are featured on the front cover of the journal Nanoscales issue 35. Clausen and Cheng are lead authors and Das is first author. Additional Iowa State co-authors are Allison Cargill, John Hundred, and Xiao A. Ding, graduate students in mechanical engineering. Additional Purdue co-authors are Chuong Nguyen and Mo Jibsiai, graduate students in industrial engineering. The Iowa State Research Foundation Incorporated has filed for a patent on the technology. The breakthrough of this project is transforming the inkjet-printed graphene into a conductive material capable of being used in new applications, Clausen said. Those applications could include sensors with biological applications, energy storage systems, electrical conducting components and even paper-based electronics. To make all that possible, the engineers developed computer-controlled laser technology that selectively irradiates inkjet-printed graphene oxide. The treatment removes ink binders and reduces graphene oxide to graphene, physically stitching together millions of tiny graphene flakes. The process makes electrical conductivity more than 1,000 times better. The laser works with a rapid pulse of high-energy photons that do not destroy the graphene or the substrate, Das said. They heat locally. They bombard locally. They process locally. That localized laser processing also changes the shape and structure of the printed graphene from a flat surface to one with raised, 3D nanostructures. The engineers say the 3D structures are like tiny petals rising from the surface. The rough and ridged structure increases the electrochemical reactivity of the graphene, making it useful for chemical and biological sensors. All of that, according to Clausen's team of nanoengineers, could move graphene to commercial applications. This work paves the way for not only paper-based electronics with graphene circuits, the researchers wrote in their paper, it enables the creation of low-cost and disposable graphene-based electrochemical electrodes for myriad applications including sensors, biosensors, fuel cells and medical devices. For more on paper electronics, this smart paper won't improve your grades, but it might make testing easier.